San Bernardino's Mayor Kerry Davis, City Attorney Gary Sines, City Manager Alan Parker, and six City Council members are all pledging to abide by the new interim charter agreement. Described by Sines as something of a gentleman's agreement, the document establishes responsibilities and roles for the city's top officials. Under the interim charter agreement, the city manager will direct daily operations of the city and staff, the council will set policy, the city attorney will act as a legal advisor, and the mayor will act as a city representative and spokesman. The Sun newspaper reports these roles differ from what is laid out in the current charter. Under the official charter, duties amongst officials overlap and provisions of accountability are scarce. While nearly all of San Bernardino's top brass endorses the interim charter agreement, one of the seven city council members wants nothing to do with it. Third Ward Councilman John Valdivia not only abstained from signing the document, he called it illegal and then left the room in protest at Monday's meeting. Valdivia claims the interim charter agreement was reached in violation of the Brown Act, that's California's open meeting law. He says several city council members indicated they would endorse the newly agreed-to charter before voting on it. Valdivia contends this is illegal because the meeting, which was open to the public and which Valdivia did not attend, was not an official city council meeting. The city hired an outside attorney to provide a review of the drafted agreement, and it was deemed legal. Past attempts at charter reform have failed in San Bernardino, most recently in November with the defeat of Measure Q, the initiative that would have set police and fire salaries by collective bargaining. The next chance to put charter reform to voters will be November 2016. Despite the fact that the interim charter agreement is just that, an agreement between those who sign it to abide by the roles it lays out, Councilwoman Virginia Marquez says it's a sign that San Bernardino is moving forward in addressing its numerous problems. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.